Lubrication Company, Schaefer Manufacturing Company, and Safety Clean Systems Incorporated. I have a letter dated November 8, 2018 from our attorney. He's reviewed the notice of renewal for motor oil, hydraulic oil between the county and the following companies: Oakland Lubrication Company, Schaefer Manufacturing Company, and Safety Clean Systems. Each of the notices renews the respective agreements for an additional year from November 15, 2018 and will expire November 15, 2019. He approves it to form.
Do you want these done individually, Barbara?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Move to approve the renewal agreement by and between Taney County and Oakland Lubrication Company.
And I guess that agreement says it's the primary.
Should be primary.
Yeah. And then
we're approving it as a primary, is that correct?
Yep.
With that, I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the renewal agreement by and between Taney County and Schaefer Manufacturing Company of St. Louis.
And once again, that agreement shows it as secondary.
Yes, ma'am. There's all the agreements right there. Do you want to look them up?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have a third one. Do you want to make a motion or do you want me to make it?
You seem to be on a roll, so go for it.
Move to approve the agreement, the notice of renewal for the agreement by and between Taney County and Safety Clean Systems Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Letter to Branson Airport. Restructuring of the Branson Airport bonds. I have a letter from our attorney. He has no objections to the commission signing the confirmation letter.
I think Ms. White had questions on it last week. I don't know. Did you, were you able to get all those answers?
I make a motion that the commission sign the letter of acknowledgement that the TDD board has they've refinanced the bonds and it does not alter the agreement that we had with the board. I make a motion that the county assumes no responsibility, that we sign the letter to be in full compliance with the agreement. The motion is that the commission sign the letter to give acknowledgement. This puts us in agreement with the lease that was done between the TDD board and the county in 2007.
Thank you.
The letter is just acknowledging that we're aware that they went out and refinanced the...
Right, but the first thing you said was that the TDD didn't do anything with bonds.
The Branson Airport did the bonds, but the
right.
lease agreement is between the Regional Airport Transportation District Development and County. And in that agreement, anytime there's any change in it, it must be acknowledged in writing. And that's the reason for making the motion, that we stay in agreement for all parties.
I guess in the motion,
Mr. Williams, is the motion not clear?
Correct.
Motion is that the County Commission signs the letter acknowledging that we're aware that the Branson Airport has refinanced the bonds. This puts us in compliance with the agreement of 2007 between the Branson Airport Transportation Development District and the county.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
Okay, the purpose of the letter is to acknowledge that the operating lease between the Branson Airport and the district has been amended and restated to evidence the Series 2018 bonds. It also confirms that the county acknowledges and agrees that the airport lease between the county and district remain in full force and effect and is subject to all the existing terms and conditions, except those that reference the term indenture. And so I just want to make sure that simply we just need to say that we approve the letter. I just didn't want there to be anything that's not clear and then it come back. And does that make sense?
The reason we approved the letter is because of the agreement in 2007. It says anytime there is any change, and this, and by the refinancing of the bonds, there was a major change, and it says it must be acknowledged in writing. So we must approve the letter per the agreement of 2007, so that for all parties.
Well, okay. And that's the. That's fine. Your earlier statement had some other stuff in it that I don't know. I think they directly contradicted each other. So that was
they
my only...
They directly contradicted each other. Allie, could you read the motion, please?
Well, the very original motion.
The motion that's on the floor
the
right now.
The very original motion. I missed the middle part of it.
Okay.
Because you went back and forth between what you were saying.
So you need the motion...
No, I think the last one, as long as the motion that had a second, if my understanding is correct, you stated, to paraphrase, approve the letter acknowledging the changes, and it has to be done because we have to have it in writing saying those changes existed. Is that right?
Well,
that's a paraphrase.
And the motion, that motion got a second, and that's what's on the floor for a vote, right?
Okay. Technically, the motion was restated three separate times differently. There was never a time when the original motion was either seconded nor said that it was no longer, was motion failed due to a lack of second. So just because there's a pause, that's why I was letting you explain what your motion was, if that makes sense. But I think we have a clear understanding of what your motion was, and that's where the second came from.
So do you have the motion now then?
At this point, no, because there's been too much.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So everything is clear. The motion is that the county commission sign the letter from Branson Airport LLC acknowledging the refinancing of the bonds for the Branson Airport. By doing so, it puts us in compliance with the agreement of 2007 between the Branson Airport Transportation Development District and the county.
That's what we'll say.
Okay, so we have a second.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carried.
I think the simple approving the letter would probably suffice, because in the letter states everything you just said. So
I think it needs to be on the record that it doesn't, that the agreement of 2007 is in effect, which states that the county assumes no liability.
That's fine.
Court orders. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got several on the table today. First set is personal property paid abatements. And there's only one here, and it is abatement number is 300255. And it's
just because of the 10-year.
10-year thing, the vehicle did not depreciate properly in the system.
Label Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A, dated 11/13/2018.
Okay. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The next group is erroneous assessments of real property. Abatement numbers 204-131. 204-133, 135, 138, 139, 142, 144, and 145. On 204-131, mobile home was removed in 2017. On 204-133, the RV burned in 2017. 135, parcel was combined with 3.0.
So on the next one, is that where it says that they did not receive the paper for a condo in Avondale, where you declare it?
The 138 is...
So they actively look for that letter. That's good to know.
So.
And they're saying that it is never a night rental, correct?
Yeah, like they sent an email in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. It's not a night rental. I just thought that was good that they actually looked for that.
Yeah.
139, property adjoins church and should be exempted, is what my notes.
Okay. Does that mean it's part of the church's property?
Lynn, do you want to speak to that?
Yes, but I think that one I put in the incorrect parcel number, so that one should be denied.
So we need to pull that out of the exhibit if we vote them all.